In the end, Fred Thompson served a single term in the Senate, then went on to be, quote-unquote, elected District Attorney of Manhattan in the series Law & Order. You can watch an ad from his 1994 campaign at NPR.org. Now, Fred Thompson's formal entry will make the presidential field even more crowded, and whoever wins, he or she will face decisions on global warming. Few parts of the world are changing more rapidly than the Arctic, and as we will hear tomorrow, several nations are jockeying to own it, including the United States, which sent an American Coast Guard cutter to chart the Arctic Ocean at the same time that Russia and other nations were working to claim their share.
The fact that there are concerns about global warming, the fact that there's concerns about the increased commercial traffic in the Arctic that could be possible because of the receding ice edge, the mineral rights, many of those issues have kind of come together and raised the visibility of many people here in the Arctic.
And our reports on the changing Arctic begin tomorrow. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication. On the web at annenbergfoundation.org. From Ann and John Herman, supporting City Year and the young adults who dedicate a year of their lives to community service and leadership development, cityyear.org. And from the Cato Charitable Foundation, funding Climate Connections, NPR's year-long series on the effects of climate change. This is NPR, National Public Radio.